This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Asa Elrup's Peacock Payday may not be such a payday after all, as there's been a lot of outrage in the community of Long Island over her seemingly profiting from her side of the story of her husband, Rex Heuermann, accused of being the Long Island serial killer. You may remember a little bit earlier in the year, she was approached by Bitty Sense G-Unit Productions to do a documentary, to have a camera crew follow her around. And I don't even know what they're going to do. Just see what she has to say, which I think is going to be incredibly incriminating. But, well, that's yet to be seen. The thing with this, she was going to make about $1 million on this, not directly from Peacock. And Peacock was very careful to say that. No, it's licensing rights to her image. That's what it is. Because if we said we're just paying her for this, that might seem really... Well, legislation is now being proposed to stop that. Legislation that could go in place immediately to stop this payday. The expansion of the Son of Sam law is what we're talking about. This is a law that was put in place more than a decade ago, initially blocking criminals from profiting off of their crimes, book deals, movie deals, things like that, going and sharing their stories. There was a loophole in it. We've been talking about this loophole the whole time. The loophole being, well, members of the family could profit. In some cases, you can look at that and go, well, if they're truly victims, is that a wrong thing to be able to share your story? But this is a gray area with this one, especially with what we know or what we don't know about Asa Elrup. The new bill proposes the expansion of the law to include defendants' relatives. Attorney John Ray, representing some of the victims' families, very much supporting this move. Here to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Robin, what's your thoughts on this rushed legislation that they're trying to put into place? It seems kind of amazing, considering how slow it usually goes to get something in place, but a lot of uproar on this one.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of rushing this legislation through. And it's, boy, it's really fascinating, isn't it? You have, I don't like keeping scorecards on victims, but I'm on the side of the families because they have multiple victimization and Elsa has one. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, she's playing herself as a victim, like the unwitting wife or soon to be ex-wife of the accused serial killer. And so you can kind of, so if you remove the families that were impacted by the serial killer and you just look at Asa, you're like, yep, well, you know, that's crappy and she's got nothing. They destroyed her house and she needs a way to live. And so you kind of can, you know, in a part of your mind saying, you know, okay, you know, it's an interesting story maybe. And I'm also on the side of, I'm like you on this one. I think I'm more on the side of, if you put a film crew with her, I don't see how that's going to help Rex at all. That's going to, no. You know, yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of leakage that you're going to get that'll probably generate leads by having a film crew with her, you know, all the time, kind of getting a background in his life that she's completely unaware of. And so I don't see it helping him at all. I see it only hurting. But at the same time, though, if it's victimizing the families by her being able to profit by her relationship to Rex, I'm all for getting rid of it because yeah. What a dual-edged sword, you know? That's why in these cases, I stand back and say, let the legal proceedings go and see what happens.
Elrup, in her court appearance she made the other day with her attorney, Robert Macedonio, they criticized it and proposed the law as a constitutional infringement. There's been other arguments being made about this being a First Amendment infringement as well as some issues there regarding the law's application to family members who haven't committed any sort of wrongdoing. If we do put this into place, this would be in place for everyone. Now we are looking specifically at this case and the reason why we want it there, but not every case is like this. I mean, if you look at other situations, if you were to look at BTK and his daughter, Carrie, who is a victim advocate who's out there that is you know, trying and doing the right thing and truly not trying to profit on things like this, but it has become a lot of her identity. She has embraced a lot of it, but for a good cause, to help people. Mm-hmm. I don't see Asa out there trying to help anybody with anything here other than herself. And there's a big difference there, but this law, again, this is a New York State law, so it depends. I mean, if there was another case like that in New York, it would apply. It would apply the same way to someone who is not out there trying to do any sort of harm, but trying to do good. And that would, in fact, probably hinder that, because if that is what their identity is, that's what they want to dedicate their life to as their career of going out, being a victim advocate and helping people. If they can't make a living doing that, doesn't seem right in the best of circumstances.
Yeah, it's catch 22 for her.
Yeah.
It's a real shame that, you know, and you brought up such a great example with BTK's daughter. You know, here's someone that is basically using her relationship for something more than herself.
Yeah. And waited 10, 20 years to even go down that road too.
And that I think is the great point here in the differentiation, is that the BTK's daughter is using it for victim advocacy.
Yeah.
And use it, you know, that relationship to support and provide for others. And she'll benefit from that, but, you know, indirectly, because her main focus is that. Asa, on the other hand, right now, isn't vocalizing things like that. And I think that's to her detriment. She has not come across in the public eye as much as a unwitting victim as like BTK's daughter has. And I think, you know, when you're doing these things in public view, you become subject to the court of public opinion. And I think she's not really helping herself, which is why, I mean, just so think about this. We'll do that thought experiment here. If she was saying that she is going to take all the proceeds from this as a victim advocacy move for the victims' families of this, I seriously doubt that they'd be going for this law.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's just is there a way to separate the two in a bill, in a law, or something like this to define the two? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and again, too, I mean, to say, okay, well, all the funds are going to go to victim advocacy. Great. I guess it's almost like a charity at some point, where if you work for a charity full time, you got to make a living too. You can't just do it completely, you know, out of the goodness of your heart. I mean, if you have free time and you have income to do it, sure. But sometimes if this is what you are dedicating your life to, you also need to eat and have a roof over your head. So some reasonable amount of income is expected if you are working for full time for a charity. This is obviously not that, but I could see it also working that other way. If, you know, like I said, the Kerry Rawson example is just that. This is what she wants to look at full time and dedicate her life to for the good of other people and helping people. She should be able to make a living on it. Maybe not within reason, but this is such a gray area in between if we were to legislate something like this. I don't think she should get the money at all, but I don't know the gray areas in here and the far reaching effects, the long term effects of this beyond just narrowly looking at this case alone.
I'm wondering if, again, because you have shows like ours talking about this, you know, as you're chatting, my mind was kind of working through, all right, so what could you do and what would be beneficial? And so if you have written into that law that you could not individually profit, but that you could sell rights, you could sell likenesses and things like that, and the only thing you're allowed to do with was to fund a nonprofit in support of victims of these types of crimes. I mean, just so think about that. So if we just play forward that from our own conjecture that, all right, this is who she now is. This is now her defined role, title, and position for the rest of her life, that she is the ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife of Rex Huerman, that she didn't have a choice in that, but how can you make that into your business? Instead of personally profiting from that, you could create a not-for-profit, you know, 501c, mm-hmm. where you are the president, CEO, or a board member, where you actually created, you know, profits from your familiar position with this person to garner people to donate and take contributions that will then be donated around for different advocacies and things like that. So, I mean, you could literally do that, but it takes some energy. But it takes you embracing who you are today and then working within the parameters of the laws that are going to be established, and also working with the victims involved here. Yeah. You know, I'd be very curious as to what the victims' families would say, hey, what would have helped you? And then having that dialogue and say, well, if we were then to be able to collect money for victims, what would that look like? How? And so there's ways that she could actually be communicating more effectively to be embracing the victims in this one.
Yeah.
BTK's daughter did.
Yeah, the whole thing has just been a very tone-deaf approach.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Just very tone-deaf is a great way to put it. She's been very tone-deaf on the needs of others beyond herself, which, again, she's in survival mode because... Yeah. She's been assaulted, really. Her home's been, you know, psychologically assaulted, I should say, you know, with the home being ripped apart, her children in distress. So that makes you very me focused. But she needs, if she wants to be able to provide for herself mentally and emotionally, spiritually, physically, whatever it is, she's going to need to break out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. It's a confusing one. It's one that has so many tentacles to it. We'll just have to see where this goes. I don't want her to make the money, but I don't know how much I like the law either.
Yeah, it is like a double-edged sword with that one, isn't it?
It very much is.
I don't want you to have it, but I want someone else who's worthy to have it.
And that essentially is, it's intent. I mean, it comes down to intent.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, that's the big thing.